Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, some welcome rainfall across the area overnight into early this morning. Our storm system slowing down as it moved in. We started to give the first alert and hints about the slowing of this system on Thursday, and then especially Friday, helping us to salvage even a good part of Sunday with partly sunny skies and above average temperatures. But kiss the above average temperatures goodbye, because we're in for another stretch of unseasonably cool weather. This week will include not only the rain this morning, but a freeze a little later this week as abnormally chilly temperatures continue. We're kind of making up for lost time after our very, very mild February. So tracking the rain this morning, scattered showers spreading from west to east. As expected, unfortunately, the rainfall amounts are not all that great, but hey, better than nothing at all. Now going on 4 weeks since we've had significant rainfall in many neighborhoods. So this rain is much needed, and we need a lot more, but it's at least something for now. I don't see any significant rain again, though, for at least another week, if not longer. So it's certainly not the change, pattern change, that's going to mean a lot of rain of that sort at all. And temperatures will really be the big story for much of this week. The showers will end later this morning from west to east. We should break out into at least a little bit of late day sun, but it'll be cool today. Highs will only be in the upper 60s. Of course, sun doesn't set now till after 7:30, since we did move the clocks forward 1 hour yesterday. So we'll look at temperatures tonight under clearing skies, dipping all the way down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Keep the sweaters, jackets, and coats handy all week long, despite a good deal of sunshine. Highs tomorrow will only be in the mid-60s. Back down into the upper 30s tomorrow night, only about 60 to 65 for highs on Wednesday. It'll be rather breezy. That's a solid 10 degrees below average. Ought to be in the low to mid-70s this time of year. And the coldest morning of this week will be Thursday morning, when temperatures will fall well down into the 30s and a widespread inland frost and freeze can be expected. That's fairly significant considering we're moving into the middle part of March, and anywhere near and west of I-95 in particular will be in danger of some frost, and perhaps even that pocket that's kind of equidistant on the south side of Jacksonville, equidistant between the St. Johns River and the Intracoastal, far enough removed from the water so that you may see some frost too Thursday morning. Now, record lows are still in the mid to upper 20s, so we're going to stay above records, but the average low is 53, so it'll be some nearly 20 degrees below average for Thursday morning. Now, we will at least have a good deal of sunshine, and if this were January or February, it'd actually be just some really pretty winter weather. It's just that we're getting deeper into March now and spring, and of course, we also were spoiled with the very mild February. It'll be another chilly morning on Friday with perhaps a little bit of inland frost west of I-95, and then we'll start a warming trend that does look to be significant and probably lasting at least the next 10 days and perhaps all the way to the end of the month, with temperatures getting back close to 70 Friday and then what appears to be well above average temperatures for the upcoming week. So once again, in summary, slow down this morning. We'll have scattered showers to slow the morning commute. Well, rainfall will not necessarily be all that heavy. We haven't had much rain recently, so there'll be some slick spots on highways and interstates. You have that oily substance, of course, that can develop when you haven't had much rain for a long time, and then you get some showers. We'll briefly help out the pollen count today, but not for long. The pollen will again be high to very high, but the good news continues to be that oak pollen has peaked and will gradually decline now. It doesn't switch off just like with a switch, but we will at least see improvement in the coming days when it comes to that oak pollen. And then the story will be the cold temperatures for the rest of the week, with continued well below average high and low temperatures. We'll be down into the 30s each night the next three nights. That's Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and in many spots it'll be four nights to include Thursday night, with record low temperatures, at least not that far from record low temperatures, rather, Thursday morning, when we dip into the low to mid 30s and a widespread frost and freeze can be expected. Thorry weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.